This is Comedy Bombs number 10.
We're 10 years old.
I'm Chairwoman Al.
I'm Kay Trash.
And Smoking Jay.
And this week we're talking season finales. Can you guys believe the season's already over?
I'm always surprised when I look back and it's like episode number 24.
I know. Take 24, multiply it by 6. How many episodes is that? That's a lot of episodes.
Just don't add up the minutes. Let's move
on. The season finales that we're talking about are How I Met Your Mother's Doppelgangers. Ted Goes Blonde. Robin chooses love for the first time. And Marshall and Lily decide to get pregnant. And we're also talking about The Middle. The title of the episode this week is Average Rules. Sue tries out for cross country. Axel turns out to be a fake genius, and Brick faces off against Betty White. In Modern Families, the family portrait, the family comes together for a portrait. Office, the title of the episode is Whistleblower. Joe swings by to try and find the whistleblower. I love how all these episodes this week, they're so clear. There's like no question at all what the topic of the episode is.
Should be called Whistleblower.
That's true. 30 Rock, I Do, Liz Meets the Man of Her Dreams. Played by Matt Damon, and Parks and Recreation. Their episode is called Freddy Spaghetti. And Freddy Spaghetti comes to town when Leslie races to organize a concert for the children.
Fantastic.
So, Smokin' Jay.
Let's get things started this week again with Who's Smokin' Jay This Time? Lightning Round Version. And this is the game where I challenge our two contestants, Chairwoman Al and K-Trash, to basically identify a number of the quotes from this week's episodes to give certain characters.
And who's the winner been?
The winner has always been Chairwoman Al.
Do we need to dwell on the past?
In the lightning round. So she has elected to go second this time. So K-Trash has actually never gone first in the lightning round. He claims this is the reason why he keeps losing. We'll see whether that's
probably
true.
One of many reasons.
Are you ready, K-Trash?
Bring it on.
Michelle.
Yes.
Scorekeeper.
I'm ready.
All right, and you have 1 minute starting. What, are you kidding? Look at him. He probably hates America.
Pass.
That was Pierce from Community. You think you can make it out in the real world without cursive? You can't.
Betty White, the librarian.
Slash it.
Ron Swanson.
Chicks do not want to bang cab drivers.
Barney Stinson.
Yes, I also would have accepted Marshall. Is there gay juice in the champagne?
Oh.
30 seconds left.
Oh, hold on. I know this one. Avery.
We cannot let the pedophile win again.
Oh, shit. Pass.
That was Michael from The Office. Yeah, it's like driving half a car.
Andy from Parks and Rec.
A clear conscience don't need no mercy.
Yes.
That was Joe from The Office. So I figured, what's the quickest way to get around the world in 80 legs? Oh.
You got 6.
Hummer.
That last one I said was quite clearly Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother. 6. That is definitely a record for K-Trash.
it's going to be really hard to beat you.
I've been going first all those times.
Let's see if you can do it. There's a lot of short quotes this week, so it helps answer a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. Let's get it started. And I hope he transfers to hell.
Pass.
That was Troy from Community. Mm-hmm. Two Spider-Mans fighting sometimes make weird noises, but they're not hurting each other.
That would be Nancy, 30 Rock.
Little preparation next time. It's a mental game.
Kobe Bryant!
Before I respond to that, I'll have to take an extra strength vitamin duh.
Oh, vitamin duh. Winger, Jeff Winger.
They tried once. They're called Ratmouse, and they're awful.
That would be Andy, Parks and Rec.
Plus, all the great divas are roared in flowers.
Cam, Modern Family.
Smug 40-year-old bridesmaid. What a treat for everyone.
Jack. 30 Rock.
My mind is going a mile an hour.
Pass.
Michael from The Office. Well, don't wear as much lipstick as you did on Valentine's Day. Your mouth looks like a coin purse.
Signor Che.
Oh, got it. Just in time.
Oh. That was 7.
Oh! She squeaked out the win again.
The last one on the buzzer.
All right, since that's on the buzzer, and this is the last, this is our finale podcast here, I'm going to let this go to the tiebreaker.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so do not buzz in unless you feel like you can definitely answer the question.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
This is going to be a question posed to each of you. Can you name 3 people that Blonde Ted was compared to in this week's episode of How I Met Your Mother?
I can name...
Or how many people can you name? This is the way we should do it. I will say there were 5 people that he was compared to. How many can you name? We'll see who can name more. And so say your number, and then whoever has the highest number.
I can name 3.
You can name 3.
I can name 3.
All right, we're going to go with Michelle. Can you name 3?
Brigitte Nielsen, Dolph Lundgren, and Ellen DeGeneres.
Woo!
Oh!
This week's champion completely earned. The other 2 were Eminem, a.k.a. Slim Shady, and Billy Idol.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Barney said those.
Congratulations, you've taken the Lightning Round Championship.
Thank you.
Uncontested.
Give me my crown later. Okay, so we have some recommendations this week. It was really hard to come to a consensus, but our consensus for the show that you just really have to check out this week is Parks and Recreation, which also we think has the best opener and closer. And for me, Parks and Recreation this week, like they do many weeks, had great, great moments where just no dialogue, physical comedy, just the expressions on the actors' faces. April's face, this look of disgust that she has when she's responding to Tom and Lucy, or Tom saying that he and Lucy were having sex. The Rob Lowe character, Chris, running to the moon.
A lot of good physical comedy.
Yeah, lots of good physical comedy. Ron Swanson's face, the look of glee on his face during the entire episode.
I mean, what you're hinting around at is basically there's so many good characters on that show.
Yeah,
and they all work together.
Yeah, and so I think we all agreed that Parks and Recreation had the best overall episode this week, but we also have some close seconds from other people. And for Jason, I'm sorry, Smokey J. That was Community, right?
It was Community. And part of the reason, although it's, you know, I just think Community is great. I think it has a lot of really hilarious moments in the show. But I think that it had the one true finale episode. In a finale episode, you need to finally sort of address a lot of the questions you've been tiptoeing around all season. They need to be big questions. There need to be cliffhangers. And I think Community was the only show that really did that this season. And I think they also kept up their sort of meta thing where they sort of said that it was a finale. And they said they were creating a finale vibe. And you have Abed going through and trying to find the right quote from another television show that would give it the right finale vibe that it needed. I thought it wrapped it up in a really great way and made me excited for what's to come.
I would argue, though, that that's only not something that I would expect from Parks and Recreation. The whole finale feel.
Well, that's what we were getting at, right?
Yeah.
Same with Modern Family in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they played it the way that they should have played it, but I just expect television finales to be bigger. You know? And maybe that's why we have a lot of sort of subtle shows out there right now, but there weren't any big finales.
How About Your Mother? That finale should have been enormous.
It should
and
have been
wasn't.
Huge.
Yeah.
You know.
Speaking,
one of the big things we complained about was a lot of the finales didn't feel like finales. They felt like just another normal show. Not to say they weren't funny this week. A lot of them were very funny. But, yes. And so I thought one show that was particularly funny this week was Modern Family. I thought it had a fantastic episode. It's probably one of my favorites of the season so far. I thought it was tied together really well and almost reminded me of Arrested Development, the way the storylines really meshed together.
This is why I liked it. Now it's
coming. It is.
Oh,
it is why I liked it.
That's why.
The ultimate gold standard.
If How I Met Your Mother would have even just mentioned Arrested Development, or just the phrase, he'd have been like, favorite episode.
Yeah, true story.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There is a fan club for Arrested Development, and Kevin lives.
There's a lot of people living there. I don't know what's wrong with you two guys, but If anyone wants to comment in some support for my Arrested Development fandom, please comment away.
Please don't encourage.
We've never said we don't like Arrested Development. We just said we don't think it is the best television show ever.
Which is
this is
going to
keep going on and on.
Which is equally as ridiculous. Anyways, I wanted to say it was very well tied together. They had a lot of fake elements where the children were texting into Haley to tell Phil that various people were angry at him, but for not the reason he expected. And it gave me a very much Arrested Development vibe. And it also was a family portrait. I mean, who doesn't have an overbearing mother who wants to take really ridiculous family portraits? Because, I mean... No, I
well, Kevin does.
I didn't say it, but it was very relatable, and I thought that made it a bit more funny, too.
Your mom's not listening, is she?
Not yet, thankfully.
No one's listening to the show.
Well, my brothers have been able to find me on the internet, so they could put this up, and my mom could hear it, too. Love you, Mom. But the other show we wanted to mention was Middle also was good this week, and if you haven't been following The Middle, this was a good week to check it out. We all thought it had a strong episode.
Yeah.
I agree. Pick up the pace, guys.
All right. So we want to wrap things up with our awards, Comedy Bombs Awards, for some of the best of the season. Best Supporting Character Actress.
Donna.
Best Supporting Character Actor.
Senior Chang from Community.
Best Character Actress.
Leslie Ngh from Parks and Rec.
Best Character Actor.
Phil Dunphy, Modern Family.
I'll be there.
And for Best Episodes, we've got Modern Warfare from Community.
Just stop. What? What do you mean Best Episodes? Did we agree to do Best Episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got three.
That was the best episode. Go on.
We also have The Hunting Trip from Parks and Rec and Moon Landing from Modern Family. So clearly, we're not all in agreement.
I agree with you that Modern Warfare is the best episode of the season. But
which
we've got...
I do not agree with.
Yeah.
He still thinks Arrested Development had the best episode of the season, even though that show's been off.
It does.
For the best 30-second closers.
Community. We're waiting for you.
I can't do the drum rolls and read the names, guys.
Don't leave a girl hanging. Jesus. Okay, best openers overall.
Parks and Recreation.
Yeah. The Best Sweatpants Award, a.k.a. the show that, you know, is comfortable. Not underwhelming, not overwhelming, just comfortable. Like your best sweatpants.
The Middle.
And overall, the best season of the year, after much contentious arguing, was Community. I'm sorry.
No!
Parks and Recreation.
That would be Parks and Recreation.
Anyway, my subconscious was speaking to me. Anyways, let's wrap things up. What are you guys looking forward to next season? I know I'm looking forward to Pierce and Troy living together.
Pierce and Troy living together, that's got to be the main thing that I'm looking forward to also. That's going to be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also looking forward to the auditors, Ben and Chris, interacting with the Parks and Rec crew, particularly Anne and Leslie. I think that's going to be enjoyable.
And then there's Holly, who is a character that could somewhat salvage at least the first few episodes of The Office next season. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
I'm looking forward to where they're going to go with Community and Parks and Recreation the most.
I know. I think this is sort of like, it's sort of like a sophomore album type of thing for Community. You know, like they did a great thing this first season, but I'm going to expect them to do another great thing, but mix it up a little bit because they've been so exploratory. I'm hoping that they don't just try to repeat the first season.
They are like a first hit album. There are a couple of hits,
mm-hmm.
couple of okay, but not okay.
Right. Some were played on the radio all the time.
Right.
Some you enjoy, but...
I don't feel like they're ever going to reach consistency, though. They're going to keep being exploratory. And whenever you're exploratory, you're going to fail or succeed each episode.
But with the exploratory nature, they kept me wanting to see it. Even after seeing some failures, I still look forward to seeing next week's episode.
That's true.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for Comedy Bombs, our first inaugural season. This is Chairwoman Out.
K Trash.
And Smoking Jay. Signing off.